save the children, I save the country.
In my mind, I can't study war. In my mind, I can't study war.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Bloomington's first annual Peace Week begins on Sunday, September 21st, in the afternoon, with a kickoff community picnic, a sharing of bread and song from 4 to 6:30 around the courthouse in downtown Bloomington. Our guests today are two of the organizers, Gail Merrill and Ingrid Skoog. Thanks very much for coming in. Looking at a week chock full of activities, I know that what we'll be asking people to do is to go to the websites to look for the individual events. But tell us a little bit about the focus, about the overall approach here, Ingrid.
I think we're addressing peace on a few different levels. And our focus has been threefold. We've been trying to educate, inspire hope, and bring people together as a community. I recently heard it said that one of our afflictions in contemporary society is the disease of disconnection. And I find that when people simply come together and recognize our common bonds, it is possible to resolve conflicts peacefully.
Now, talking with Ingrid and you with you, Gail, about this, tell us a little bit about the groups that are involved in this and how those were chosen or chose themselves.
I think they probably did choose themselves. We are connected with a number of other organizations in the community who are very focused on peace as well. And once the word got out that we were planning this Peace Week, people began to show up at our meetings. And what was intended to be a simple week as our first week has grown into something we had not really imagined. So it's been wonderful having all these people involved, and I think we have a very exciting week planned.
We're talking with two of the organizers of the upcoming Peace Week. It takes place September 21st through September 27th. Coming back to you, Ingrid, one of the focuses of your own work has to do with communication. How does this relate to peace?
One of the mottos for Peace Week is that conflict is inevitable and peace is possible. I teach communication skills and conflict resolution locally and nationally. I am a practitioner of something known as compassionate communication, also nonviolent communication. I will be offering a free workshop on Monday evening, the 22nd, at the public library. And the idea is that conflict often comes about because we lose sight of, again, our common bonds, the needs that we all share, and we get caught up in judgments of one another. And when we can really sit down and develop a deeper understanding and reveal the underlying needs that are motivating our action, we can find strategies to meet people's needs.
You know, looking at the schedule for the week, I see individual activities. I see opportunities to participate in workshops, both actively and there are meditation sessions. There's also a Patton Foundation lecture by a Nobel laureate, Thomas Schelling, who will be speaking, among other things, on real conflict. He's talking about managing nuclear proliferation. And there'll be a showing, of appropriately enough, of Dr. Strangelove with activities afterwards. It all culminates in a festive situation coming up on Saturday afternoon, the 27th. Gail.
Yes, I'm very excited to see how this all comes together. We're hoping for no rain that day at 3rd Street Park. And we will have 6 hours of a variety of music, starting with some dance, the Dances of Universal Peace, led by Surigail Tala. And then just sort of proceeding through the day with a music that begins sort of quietly and culminates in a peace jam where people are invited to bring their instruments and just come and celebrate peace with us.
We've been talking with Gail Merrill and Ingrid Skoog about the upcoming Bloomington's first annual Peace Week, Sunday, September 21st, culminating with the big party on Saturday afternoon, the 27th. More information about individual events, of which there are many, on our website at wfiu.org. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
In my mind, I can't study war.
Save it, save it, save it,
save it.